more ideas, different points of view, in-depth discussion, and thoughtful analysis. Welcome to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN, your exclusive look inside Milwaukee County government. Here's your host, Harold Mester.
And good evening, Milwaukee County. Thanks for listening to the August 2011 edition of Inside the County Board. We have a lot of stimulating topics tonight, including a play-by-play of the county's redistricting process. We'll take a look inside the county's paramedics program, and we'll check in with the Milwaukee County Zoo, where some exciting things are in store. We begin tonight from the county board floor. Since our last show, the county board adopted a final plan to redraw the map of supervisory districts in Milwaukee County. This is called redistricting. It occurs once every 10 years after every U.S. Census. The county is required to follow the Federal Voting Rights Act as well as state statutes in developing these district lines. Now, according to the 2010 census, Milwaukee County's population grew by nearly 1% since 2000. This growth, largely fueled by population increases in the southern half of the county, while the northern half experienced a slight decline. Based on the results of the census, county board staff developed a preliminary plan to downsize from 19 to 18 districts. The board had already downsized from 25 to 19 back in 2004. An even number of districts is not problematic for voting. If there's a tie vote, the item simply fails. A redistricting committee made up of seven county supervisors held four public hearings, including one during evening hours at the Washington Park Senior Center. When it came time to adopt a tentative plan, Supervisor Rice, Joe Rice, made a case for scrapping the 18-member plan and going back to the drawing board. He objected to his district being split up and combined with adjacent districts. Supervisor Rice defended his position at the April 21st board meeting during discussion of this tentative plan.
I want to be sure that I'm not being overly personal in my remarks, and I want to keep this discussion as policy-oriented as possible, but I do have to reflect, and I think the best quote was something that Samuel Johnson said, and that was, "Nothing focuses the mind like a hanging." Redistricting is a responsibility that we have once every decade, and I think it behooves us that we conduct this process in a manner that is not designed to benefit ourselves or to solidify political power in any particular person or incumbent's hands, but to make sure that all citizens are fairly represented. The process of drawing these maps should consider how we can create districts that pull us together. It should consider what kind of a county board we want to create. It shouldn't be designed to drive political wedges between and among us. It's a process that provides an opportunity for us to enhance the level of political debate and not to silence the voices of certain minority groups who we may not agree with. It presents us with an opportunity to consider how we can be more efficient in solving Milwaukee County's problems. And it's a process that I think ought to be done in a manner that is accountable to the public. The plan that we have before us today fails on so many of these considerations. I have not been given an opportunity to have any discussion regarding the nature of the plan that's been drawn, a privilege that evidently has been afforded to most, if not all, of my other colleagues. So the question is this a plan that's being done for the public in the interest of fair representation, or is this a plan that is designed for incumbents and the protection of certain elected officials' political futures? Many have questioned the integrity of this process. And perhaps that's due to the skepticism that exists naturally when elected officials proceed to decide who they will represent, rather than allowing the voters to decide who will represent them. That's the reason why I introduced the resolution earlier to give this process to an independent commission, to take away the potential for political influence in the process, to let a third party without a stake in the outcome draw these lines. I think the public, it's not me in this case, but I think the public has a legitimate interest in knowing how this plan was concocted. Who did staff consult with? What were the specific requests that were made? Who wanted what area, what district that they wanted constructed to in their particular way, and how did the plan reflect those discussions? I don't think that's unreasonable. I think that that is something that we owe the public in Milwaukee County to know what went on behind closed doors to construct the plan before us today. The public has good reason to question the integrity of this process. So is this really the best we can do for the next 10 years? It's not credible in my mind for someone to, with a straight face, come and claim, stand up here and claim that this plan is not being done for political gain. It's not credible for people to claim that it is not designed to solidify political power. Let's be honest. Let's say what this is about. Let's be honest with the constituents when they ask, how did this plan get adopted? Why is one village in Milwaukee County, only one village, divided? A village that in the history of Milwaukee County since redistricting was first done in 1970 has always been in a single supervisory district. But now in this plan, suddenly it becomes divided. Why is that? There's a taint associated with this process, Mr. Chairman. It's a process that has an aroma about it because it clearly has been designed not to benefit the public, but to benefit incumbent elected officials. Let's not kid ourselves. Let's be honest about it. So is this really the best we can do? Is this the plan that represents the finest tradition of this deliberative body, the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors? I submit to you that it's not, and we ought to take the time to do a better job, to try to keep better faith with our constituents, with the people of Milwaukee County who have serious questions about the credibility of this board to begin with. There's good reason for us to do so. We can keep faith with the public if we just take a few more weeks to redo this plan. Mr. Chairman, I was struck by the comments of outgoing County Executive Pratt this morning, and I was reflecting on his comments. He began the meeting by urging us to act in furtherance of cooperation, comedy, civility. I suggest we take those comments to heart, that we reject this plan, as most observers see it, as diametrically opposed to those kinds of values.
That was Supervisor Joe Rice in April. Supervisor Michael Mayo Sr., chairman of the redistricting committee, shared these remarks at that same meeting.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that our colleague came forth with his plan. But something that bothers me when he says, if the suburbs want representation, the people in my district want to be represented too. And I think anybody within Milwaukee County want to make sure they have the right, proper representation that they can vote for because they know that person or know that person will work for their behalf. Well, I was going to stand up early and say that Supervisor Barker made this eloquent statement of 25%. And if we go down to 18, we are the only county board have had this dramatic drop of supervisors in the state of Wisconsin. We also have one county right north of us they already did their redistricting, did not downsize at all. But it's amazing that people want Milwaukee County to downsize on a consistent basis. And let's put it out there, it's about power. They want the control of Milwaukee County Board. And they want to make sure that people have influence over those individuals. But I think this is a good board we have here. Unfortunate that one supervisor did not get talked to, and I have to apologize for not getting the awards to that one supervisor because I just got back in town. But I try to get all the other information to that supervisor. I hope my colleagues will look at the staff plan, look at all plans. But at the present moment, I'm going to vote for the staff plan.
All right, now the board adopted that version of the tentative plan on an 11-7 vote on April 21st. But adjustments have been made since then. After soliciting feedback from the community, Supervisors Marina Dmitrievich, Peggy Romo West, and John Wyshon Jr. authored an amendment strengthening Hispanic representation on the board. With this change, one district contains a two-thirds Hispanic supermajority, and a second district would have a Hispanic majority greater than 50%. The amendment was approved by the redistricting committee on July 19th. Fast forward now to July 29th, just a week and a half ago. The amended plan came back to the board for final approval. Although groups representing Hispanics and African Americans opposed the tentative plan, they both endorsed this final plan, as explained by Supervisor Dmitrievich at the July board meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just briefly want to correct the record, as I tried to do in the committee as well, but apparently that wasn't heard. I just forwarded to the county board two letters, one by Hispanics for Leadership and one by an umbrella organization, the Milwaukee Latino Redistricting Committee, that represents over 15 organizations in our Latino community, supporting our new plan as amended. In addition, the NAACP stated at our last committee meeting very clearly that they now support the amended plan. So please no longer use that argument is no longer valid in support of the substitute. Please, I need to clear the record, because it's being misused over and over, and it's starting to become very offensive. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Now, Supervisor Rice brought forward an alternative plan drawn up by a Hispanic group. It still had 18 districts, but preserved the 6th district currently represented by Rice, who spoke at this meeting as well.
The substitute amendment is not, frankly, what I had hoped would be the result of redistricting. I had hoped that this would have been an opportunity for the board to examine what the proper structure and size of the board might be and have a real healthy dialogue about institutional effectiveness and what size the board should be to address our needs and the needs of Milwaukee County. However, I recognize what's in the realm of the possible, and therefore the substitute remains the same as the result of the redistricting committee's recommendation with an 18-member board. The plan achieves equal or better voting age population representation for African American and Hispanic populations than is in the plan recommended by the redistricting committee. The key difference in the substitute amendment is that it restores the community of interest in the North Shore community. It puts back the 6th district that was removed by the redistricting committee. I think many of you have heard from constituents both within my district and elsewhere within the county who have expressed, I think, their clear preference that the 6th district maintain that community of interest of the municipalities, that it not be split up into multiple supervisory districts, as is suggested under the redistricting committee's plan. So this is a plan that offers all of the benefits that the redistricting committee felt were appropriate. It does eliminate or take out the politics from the process. To adopt a plan that restores the North Shore communities and recognizes that population changes and not political decision-making and changes should be the deciding factor in adjusting the boundaries for the next 10 years.
And there was this rebuttal from Supervisor John Weishon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would hope we wouldn't substitute this for the committee's hard work. There's a few things that I'd just like to point out that I would say are wrong with the substitute. You know, we've heard a lot about we shouldn't break up Whitefish Bay and put it into different districts. Well, this plan has no problem breaking up the village of Shorewood. It has no problem breaking up the village of Brown Deer. It has no problem breaking up the city of Glendale or the village of St. Francis. So I guess it's okay to break up four other communities in a very selfish act to keep one community claims together. And that is just one point. So I want you to evaluate that, because in the current redistricting plan that came out of the committee, these communities are not split, but they are here. Second, you have Wauwatosa that's broken up into three districts, and you know spreads a couple districts all the way from 35th and Capitol to 124th and Hampton. In Wauwatosa, very different communities of interest. So this whole concept of we have to do everything we can to keep communities of interest together are not reflected in this plan. What is really truly reflected is politics, unfortunately. And there is not the commitment I see to the communities of interest. It's not a commitment to the real ethos that we've had of trying to provide quality representation and equal representation across Milwaukee County. So I would hope that when you really take the time to look at this plan, you'll see some of the glaring things that stick out. It is not something better, but something worse for Milwaukee County.
After these comments and some unsuccessful attempts to delay consideration of the item, the board voted 13-6 to approve the redistricting committee's amended plan for 18 supervisors. Last week, County Executive Chris Abley returned the item unsigned, which means he did not veto it, and he didn't sign it. Still, the plan takes effect. Now, Supervisors Joe Rice and Joe Sanfilippo released a statement on Friday the 5th, saying that, and I'm reading straight from their release, by virtue of his inaction, County Executive Abley has wasted a once-in-a-decade opportunity to rise above the fray and promote the type of change candidate that Abley advocated just a few short months ago. Instead, he has wed himself to the status quo and joined with those members of the county board who simply want to advance political agendas. This is a disturbing absence of leadership and a foreboding of a county executive whose criteria for decision-making is not whether or not the policy is good for the county, but rather whether or not he can curry sufficient favor with the county board. Apparently, if he is not guaranteed a win, he is not interested in fighting for what is right. Again, that's part of a statement released by Supervisors Rice and Sanfilippo on Friday. So the plan stands. With 18 districts, there would be nearly 53,000 residents in each district. That's a 6% increase, and it's the most residents per district of any county in Wisconsin. In fact, the population of one supervisory district in Milwaukee County is greater than the countywide population, the entire county population, and more than half of Wisconsin's counties. We'll be back to talk about the county's EMS program. Inside the County Board returns after these messages on News Talk 1130 WISN.